Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ryan Mee, who's CEO at Fulcrum Metals. How are you today, Ryan?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you this morning?
Well, very well. You have the magic words, which are currently uranium, and the other one is sale, and that's what you're doing at the moment.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Fulcrum had a strategy. We embarked on the uranium portfolio. You know, we spent a lot of time researching, acquiring and staking areas. We had our first pass exploration last year, which produced some really, really good uranium grades. So I'm very pleased that as a result of this, we've been able to get to a point where we can announce that, you know, we intend to dispose of these assets. And, you know, it's what an exploration company should be doing. You know, we've shown that we have a strategy, we've shown that we can execute it, and we've shown that we can get results from that. So, you know, we're extremely pleased with the uranium side of the business. And also, we're very pleased with the company that we've been able to bring in on the other side of this transaction too.
But isn't the point, I think, today in terms of what your news is that you're actually giving the market what the market's been looking for? I mean, a lot of exploration companies out there, and they just keep exploring, and there's no liquidity event, which is, you know, obviously in current market conditions, that seems to be what the punters want.
Absolutely. You know, exploration, it's a risky game. So you need to have your eyes on, right, what's the objectives? Our objectives is very simple, is to create a return for investors, is to cement that value in there, but not just cement the value, but also bring the upside opportunity, you know, on the forward going basis for those projects. Now, we only listed in February in 23. So to be able to put this portfolio together in that time frame and actually announce the agreement today, I think it's shown that the Fulcrum team are exceptionally focused. And, you know, it should give investors, you know, great confidence in what we're doing at Fulcrum.
So it's a matter of acquiring assets, approving them up and selling them on, that kind of cycle is what you're aiming for now.
For non-core assets, absolutely. So, you know, we've as per the announcement today on the uranium, you know, I think we've signposted that very clearly throughout the last 12 months. So I'm very pleased to have this agreement in place now. And, you know, we have made other acquisitions through the year, you know, in the gold space in Ontario. Now, Ontario is one of the, you know, premium gold producing jurisdictions, you know, around the world. It's one of the lowest risk jurisdictions, you know, Canada, Ontario, it's in the top 4 or 5, you know, according to these studies that are produced by the Fraser Institute. And what we have done is, you know, we've been out of Big Bear, we've got very good gold grade results, and we've identified drill targets. We've brought in Tully, which is open for resource expansion in one of the world's best gold producing gold camps globally. And we've also, you know, we brought in the Tech Hughes gold tailings project, you know, in Timmins, which is not too far from the Tully project. And what we're doing there is we're bringing low discovery risk assets to the table with near term cash generative opportunities. So what we're doing is we're removing the risk on all of our assets as we move, and we're creating value. So, you know, I'm exceptionally happy how we've performed over the last 12 months from a commercial side. You know, perhaps the market needs to wake up to us a little bit.
Well, and I suppose the other point is rather easy to, maybe the market seems to have forgotten that, you know, uranium's obviously been hotter than July as an asset, and gold is actually at record highs. So that is something which is not reflected in, you know, in maybe the sentiment towards your company.
Absolutely. You know, it's over the last 12 months, we've seen a great deal of exposure for lithium. I think, you know, gold has kind of crept in the background. Obviously, the spot prices, is at record highs at the moment, somewhere around 2270 an ounce. Might be low. I haven't checked this morning, but that just has not yet resonated in the exploration, or indeed the miners. But it's coming, Zach.
Well, we look forward to that eventuality. In the meantime, Ryan Mee, CEO of Fulcrum Metals. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for your time, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.